Hello, everybody, and welcome to School Talk, the show that examines the major issues facing students, parents, and teachers today. Well, at this time of year, there's really only one issue facing students, and that's the coming exam season. As we speak, students everywhere are busily going over notes, trying to catch up on their reading, and spending sleepless nights waiting for the dreaded day. Well, if you're one of those students, then put down your pencil for a few minutes, because in the studio today, we have Julia Briston, author of the book Success at School, and she's going to share a few tips for studying and succeeding in your exams. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us, Julia, what is the secret of success at exams?
Well, there's really only one true secret of being a good student, and that is to work steadily throughout the school year. You can't expect to cram for a whole year's courses in one night or even in one week. You have to pace yourself and work at it all year long.
Like a long-distance runner, right?
Exactly.
But surely there must be more to it than that. Students can't be expected to remember things they read 6 months earlier, can they?
Well, of course, you still have to study for exams, but the difference is that the prepared student is reviewing the material, while the unprepared student is trying to learn it for the first time. And I cannot stress enough the importance of note-taking when learning. Both in the class and while reading, you should always be highlighting or jotting down the most important points, and then you can use those notes, and not your textbook, as the basis of your studying. Your textbook should only be used when you need more information to flesh out what you have in the notes.
Well, so that's how a prepared student does it. But what about the unprepared students? Is there any hope for them?
Yes, of course. If you haven't been the perfect student all year long, all is not lost. The key is to focus on what's most important. The worst thing a last-minute studier can do is try to read all the books at once. That's just not possible. The best idea is to get together with a few other students and form a study group. You can then divide the workload into 4 or 5 parts, and each student just has to research and write good notes on one part of the class. Then, a few days before the exam, everybody pulls their notes and goes through them all together.
Of course, then you're always at the mercy of the other students, aren't you?
Yes, you do have to make sure that you choose responsible people for your study group, since you are relying on them to give you the information that will help you pass the exam.
Well, Julia, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you.
And for all of you students out there, good luck, and until next week, goodbye.